Hello, Caden, here we are. It's my birthday, so I can see what I like. Silly little boot. And I'm going to do Greece because I said I would. This one's about debt. And I'm here to tell you all about debt. Debt, as you may or may not know, is where somebody owes somebody something. And the debtor is the one who owes the something. The creditor is the one who is owed the thing. It's very simple. So it works like this. I'm assuming I've got some money, say, and you haven't got any. But no, it doesn't have to be money. Say you're making a stew, and you have no pearl barley, and I have loads. So I lend you some, and you are now in debt to me because I've lent you some. So I've got some pearl barley left because I've lent you a third. I've got quite a lot. I'm making a stew too. So you've got a third of my pearl barley and I've got a third for my stew and I still have a third left. This is good. This is fine. So you give me back my pearl barley, I can still make two stews. Plus the third that I use for my stew. You know, it's simple. But if you can't give it back to me soon, it's a bit of a nuisance and I might have to ask for, say, two portions instead of one portion. You know, just make up. Now, this is economics here. What really makes a bit of a cunt is when you borrow the third, you know, the last bit of pearl barley. Then you come to me asking for the next third because you sort of overdid the optimism about giving me it back. And then you sort of don't have any more pearl barley. So you need some more, and I really want to tell you to fuck off, but I haven't got the heart to do that. So I borrow some pearl barley from someone else and lend it to you. Okay? Are you keeping up? Brilliant. Now, I realise it's all gone completely ratchet, and at the end of the day, I want my pearl barley back. Okay, at this point, there's pearl barley going everywhere. Someone somewhere has a glut of pearl barley. They are dead lucky. Pearl barley is hard to come by, but they have loads, so they lend it. And then they don't even lend it, they just promise it, because there is no pearl barley. Then, sneaky pearl barley conglomerate comes in and it promises more. It borrows it, but there really isn't any. Doesn't matter, because you can pay people a pearl barley on the promise of having some more pearl barley when they want it. They have enough, and you know, they'll work for pearl barley as long as you tell them that when they get old, they'll have more pearl barley. Yeah, you know, but there's none left. You can't grow it. Well, you can, but you just can't grow more than it's possible to grow. And then people go, hey, this is a bit of a scam. We want pearl barley because we must have stew. The farmers go, no problem, we'll grow some more. People go, yeah, but there's no pearl barley in this stew. It just sort of smells of pearl barley. Do you see? And then pearl barley growers go, fuck, the game's up. And then we're in the shit. It's austerity measures, sunshine, bunnies and Jesus H. Christ. I'll only insult you by saying things like the EU's the conglomerate, pearl barley is money. Nothing like that. Just listen again. Work it out. I'm going to bed. Night.